Hello and welcome to this week's Poem of the Week podcast on Inner Sanctum. We're going to continue this week with our Marian Festival, the Queen of the May, the Blessed Virgin. Throughout this month, she will be our main focus. Today will be no exception. Actually, I'm going to have two before Chaucer and one after Chaucer, but all basically before the 16th century. Poems in praise of the Blessed Virgin. And maybe we'll work our way through this month chronologically. I think we had Dante last week, for instance. What I thought I'd do also is, because May 13th as well as being this year, the Ascension of our Lord, and unfortunately I don't have any poems to hand on, specifically on the Ascension, but it also is the Feast of the Lady of Fatima, in the sense that it is the date of the first apparition at Poland. At Fatima. What I thought I would do is actually begin with a poem by Alice Mennel, which actually shows the socialist anti-Catholics system, government, politics of Portugal only 5 years before the apparitions at Fatima. And show that how Our Lady entered her apparition coincided with a very secular fundamentalist government in Portugal, very anti-Catholic, socialist. So this sets thing, and then we'll follow up by way of showing the apparition of the Blessed Virgin of Fatima with the three poems to the Blessed Virgin that I mentioned. So four poems in all. But to begin with, in Portugal, 1912, by Alice Mennel. And will they cast the altars down, scatter the chalice, crush the bread? In field, in village, and in town, he hides an unregarded head. Waits in the cornlands far and near, bright in his sun, dark in his frost, sweet in the vine, ripe in the ear, lonely, unconsecrated host. In ambush at the merry board, the victim lurks unsacrificed. The mill conceals the harvest's lord. The winepress holds the unbidden Christ. That's a sort of creepy poem because, again, it shows the spirit of the age, the zeitgeist in socialist Portugal only 5 years before the apparitions of Our Lady of Fatima. And what a turnaround that was. Basically returned Portugal to the Catholic faith almost overnight. So that's something to bear in mind as we live in secular fundamentalist ages ourselves. When everything appears to be getting darker, the dawn is only around the corner. We know that the whole of history is in God's presence. Okay, so having looked at the darkness before the dawn, before the arrival of the Blessed Virgin, we're going to go back in time and we'll read three poems. So first of all, a couple of poems from before the time of Chaucer. So in the 13th, 14th, 15th centuries, that period. So we'll begin with A Hymn to the Virgin. These are anonymous, by the way. A Hymn to the Virgin. Of one that is so fair and bright, velut maris stella, brighter than the day is light, parens et puella. I cry to thee, thou see to me, lady, pray thy son for me, tam pia, that I might come to thee, Maria. All this world was for law, Eva peccatrice, till our Lord was a bore, Dei te genitrice. With Ave it went away, Thus stemneth and cometh the day, salutis. The world springeth out of thee, virtutis. Lady, flower of all thing, rosa sine spina, thou bear Jesu, heaven king, gratia divina. Of all thou bear'st the prize, lady, queen of paradise, electa, maid mild, mother s, effecta. Okay, and then the next one we'll read is of a rose, a lovely rose. Listen, lords, both old and young, how this rose began to spring. Such a rose to my liking, in all this world nay know I none. The angel came from heaven's tower to greet Mary with great honour, and said she would should bear the flower that should break the fiend's bond. The flower sprung in high Bedlam, that is both bright and sheen. The rose is Mary, heaven queen, and out of her bosom the blossom sprung. The first branch is full of might that sprung on Christmas night. The star shone over Bedlam bright, that is both broad and long. The second branch sprung to hell, the fiendish power down to fell. Therein might none's soul dwell, blessed be the time the rose sprung. The third branch is good and swote, it sprang to heaven, crop and rote. Therein to dwell and ben our boat, every day is shows in priest's hand. Pray we to her with great honour, she that bare the blessed flower. She be our help and our succour, and shield us from the fiend's bond. Wonderful. And I'll move a little bit later. And this is a poem dates just before the Reformation, the early 16th century, probably, or the late 15th century. It's just called Carol, another anonymous poem. Carol. I sing of a maiden that is matchless, king of all kings to her son she chess. He came all so still, there his mother was, as dew in April that falleth on the grass. He came all so still to his mother's bower, as dew in April that falleth on the flower. He came all so still, there his mother lay, as dew in April that falleth on the spray. Mother and maiden was never none but she. Well may such a lady God's mother be. Thank you so much for joining me for this week's poem or poems of the week, where we've been continuing our Marian Fest, our festival to the Queen of the May, the Blessed Virgin Mary. Please do join me next week as we continue the Marian Festival. Maybe throw in something which is not Marian as well. I have no idea yet. But certainly Mary will be the star of the show throughout the month of May. So please do join me next week on the Poem of the Week podcast. Until then, thanks for being a member of the Inner Sanctum. And goodbye and God bless.